Welcome. This is the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today's article is by Brett Allegray Wood, and it's titled, 44% of Gen Z are sabotaging your AI rollout, and you probably deserve it.
Which sounds provocative, but once you see the data Brett's working with, it's pretty hard to argue with.
The foundation is a WalkMe survey of 3,750 workers across 14 countries. What it found is that 54% of workers deliberately bypassed their company's mandated AI tools in the past 30 days.
Deliberately. They tried it, assessed it, decided it wasn't working for them, and went back to the old way.
And another 33% haven't attempted the tools at all. So you're looking at roughly 8 in 10 enterprise workers either avoiding or outright rejecting technology their employers spent serious money to deploy.
Which brings us to the Gen Z angle. I would have assumed the youngest workers, the ones who grew up with smartphones, would be the most willing to adopt new tech.
That's exactly the signal Brett's pointing at. The American Customer Satisfaction Index puts AI platform satisfaction at 73 out of 100, which puts it on par with energy utilities. Among Gen Z specifically, that score drops to 69. The most digitally native generation alive is the least satisfied with enterprise AI.
So it's not technophobia. Something else is driving this.
Job insecurity is a large part of it. Goldman Sachs found AI is displacing around 16,000 U.S. jobs every single month. Jack Dorsey laid off 40% of his Block staff and cited AI explicitly. No corporate language about restructuring, just a plain statement.
And then you turn around and ask those same workers to master the tool that's been eliminating their peers. You can see why 44% of Gen Z aren't just ignoring the rollout, but actively fighting it.
Brett frames it as rational, not rebellion. If you haven't explained why you're rolling this out, what it means for the people in the room, what it means for their jobs, you've built that resistance yourself.
There's a number in the article that really stopped me. The actual cost of all this friction.
51 working days a year. That's what WalkMe found workers lose to technology friction. Nearly 2 full months, every 12, gone, fighting software that was supposed to help them.
And the flip side of that is just as striking.
Goldman Sachs found that workers who do use AI correctly save 40 to 60 minutes every single day. AI genuinely augments what people can get done when it's set up well. But for the 80% who can't get it working, the productivity loss is almost exactly equal to what the other side gains.
So you're not just missing out on the benefit, you're actively making your team worse off than before the rollout.
The Duolingo example in the article is a clear case study for how not to do it. Their CEO tied AI usage directly to performance evaluations. The backlash was immediate and fierce. He was forced to reverse course publicly, drop it from reviews entirely, and admit that forcing AI adoption was actively harming their engineering culture.
A mandate without trust just gets you rebellion, every time.
Brett's practical section lays out what to do instead. The first is to stop treating AI adoption as an IT project. It's a change management initiative. HR, department heads, frontline staff, all in from day one, not brought in after the tool is already chosen.
The second is to answer the job security question directly. If you're reducing headcount, say so. If you're not, say that clearly and then keep saying it until people believe you, because they won't trust the tool if they don't trust the people deploying it.
And the third is real ongoing training, not a one-hour onboarding session. Actual investment in teaching people how to prompt these tools, how to spot when the output is wrong, and the space to experiment without fear of reprimand.
There's a quote in the article from KPMG's Brad Brown that I think lands the balance well. A workforce that's not leaning into AI is going to be challenged, and a work environment that is overly oriented to AI without the value of the human workforce is going to struggle. Both halves are true.
The businesses winning with AI right now invested in their people before their platforms. They answered the why before they demanded the how.
So what's the one thing to do this week?
Find one person on your team who is supposed to be using AI, and ask them honestly what's working and what isn't. If they're struggling, you have a change management problem, not a technology problem, and that's something you can actually fix.
The full article is at anabu.ai, and if you want to see how this would work inside your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book there too.
Worth the hour.